Hello. My name is Oscar. We are conducting a survey of youth threat substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random, and we will not collect any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts to help youth in your community, and a donation will be made to a local nonprofit if you complete the survey. Could you please tell me, is your age between 21 and 29, 30 and 49, 50 and 64, or over 65?
50 to 64.
Thank you. I do appreciate your help. 50 to 64, then let's move on. And what is your gender, please?
Female.
Thank you. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often do you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Once a month.
Excuse me?
Once a month.
Once a month? Okay. Thank you. How often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, you know, like marijuana, pot, weed, or a concentrate in any form, like hash or hash oil? Never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
I would go the once or twice a year.
Once or twice a year. Very well. Let's move on. How often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Okay, once a month.
Once a month, okay. Let's move on. This is the bulk of the survey, statements that we're going to read, so please bear with me. After we're done with this, we're pretty much done with the survey. I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. If you don't agree or disagree, let me know. For each statement, I will also ask you your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. First statement says, parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly disagree? That's what you said? It's, you know, I barely can hear you.
Strongly agree.
Oh, strongly agree. Okay, thank you. Second statement says, using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree? Disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you, ma'am. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you, ma'am. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you agree
strongly
or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly
agree.
Strongly thank agree. Thank you. Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Agree or disagree, ma'am?
I would say agree.
Just agree or strongly agree?
Just agree.
Thank you. Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you, ma'am. I believe adults who supply alcohol to a youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree, ma'am. Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you, ma'am. most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you, ma'am. Almost done here. Just a few more of this. And my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Mm-hmm.
Agree or disagree, ma'am?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens, too. Agree or disagree? Hello?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you, ma'am. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
I would say agree.
Just agree.
Just okay. Agree, yep.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Thank you, ma'am. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Agree. Okay, thank you. Almost done, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Just agree. No.
Yeah.
Okay. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Just agree or strongly
agree? Just agree, yep.
Agree.
No, just agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Agree or disagree, ma'am?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. And almost done here. With this part, and this is the bulk of the survey, as I mentioned before, most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Strongly agree.
And one more. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Thank you, ma'am. Let's jump after we close this. We are 85% done, so we're almost done with the survey. I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you are not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never, try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Never.
Never, okay. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor? Never, try it once or twice?
Never.
Never, okay. How often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
Never. And now just have a few more final questions for you, ma'am. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard a message or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Never, a few times this school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, every day, or
I'd
almost every day?
Mm-hmm. A few times a school year.
A few times this school year, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, very well. How would you describe yourself? American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, South Asian, Asian American, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, or white?
White.
Thank you, ma'am. And, okay, as a token of our appreciation, the Sport and Prevention and Advocacy and Resource Coalition will donate $5 for each complete survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization that you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. It would be the CLIMB Theater, the CLIMB Theater, Friends of the Library, Inver Glen Library, IGH Best Foundation. Which one would you prefer, ma'am?
Let's do the IGH Best Foundation.
IGH Best Foundation. Very well.
Correct. Yep.
Thank you so much, ma'am. This concludes our service. Thank you for your time. We do appreciate it. Have a beautiful night.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.